1957, Princeton University professor Dr. Hugh Everett III proposed precisely the kinds of understandings that I'm sharing with you right now. 1957, Hugh Everett III proposed that we do in fact live in a world of many, many possibilities, and he coined a term. He called these possibilities parallel universes. Parallel universes. And he used this concept to explain the very puzzling realities that were being detected in the quantum world even during that time. In a paper released in 1957 entitled Relative State Formation of Quantum Mechanics, very technical sounding paper, Hugh Everett III is actually sharing the concepts that were left to us in theory from some of our most ancient and indigenous traditions of our past, as well as the remaining traditions that we have the opportunity to explore today. And in these traditions, they say precisely what Hugh Everett III is saying, that in fact, the mathematics support the possibility of many, many, many possibilities, or many, many, many eventualities in every moment of our lives, and that it is through a process that we may consciously evoke within our bodies that we place the focus of our awareness and determine which of those realities plays out in our world, in our personal world, in our collective world, in the world around us. Hugh Everett III, in describing these many possibilities, began to understand that there are times in the continuum of space and time where the rivers or the paths or the roads become very, very close to one another. And it is in this closeness that we have an opportunity to leap from one possibility to another in a fashion that may be easier than it is at other times. He called these moments where the possibilities almost touch one another in the fabric of time, he called them choice points. Choice points. And what he said is that choice points exist on many, many levels of reality. We go through little choice points in every moment of our lives that lead to collective choice points in communities and states and countries and nations that lead to global choice points. And the fact of his statements, and the reason that I'm sharing these with you now, is that both ancient and indigenous traditions, and now through the language of 20th century science, as formulated by Hugh Everett III and now many other scientists since his time, what they are suggesting and what the ancients are reminding us of is that we are never locked into the reality that we believe we have created in our world. No matter how the odds appear to be stacked against us, as I mentioned earlier, in terms of health or in terms of the peace of our world, even if the nations of the world are at a fevered pitch of frustration, dialogue has broken down, arms have escalated, and it appears that the nations of the world are moving into war, it doesn't mean necessarily that war must ensue, because between the moment that the war begins and the moment where we observe all of the events leading to that war, there are many, many choice points. The key is we must recognize that choice points exist. And once we recognize them, we must understand how to implement them, how to apply them in our lives.